Hey mamas, welcome to another episode of I Speak Mama. I'm Jen, Colton and Nolan's mom.
I'm Shannon, Gabriel and Grayson's mom. And as you can see, we have some special guests here with us today.
Yes, we do. We finally got them in, Shannon.
Finally, I don't know how, but it finally happened. Guys, you want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah.
Or do you want us to?
Sure.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. It's your show.
Go ahead.
You tell me, like usual. I'm Barrett. I'm Gabriel and Grayson's father.
As well as my husband.
Yes, right? The much lesser half.
And I'm Lewis. I am Colton and Nolan's dad. And I'm Jen's other half.
Yeah. Yay. So welcome to the show, guys.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you for having
us. To be here.
First question, start off the bat. When we came home and said we were starting a podcast about parenting, what did y'all think? What was your first thought?
I didn't believe that it would happen.
Okay, it's a lot.
Yeah, right?
There's no offense. It just seemed, it was just a little out of the ordinary.
Fair.
So, I was a little surprised.
I think knowing the two of y'all, I figured it would be a good podcast just because y'all are more than willing to chat. But yeah, I think.
I mean, you don't have to butter us up. It's okay.
I think y'all being here now or doing this, you're on your second season. I think that's really cool. I don't know if I saw it necessarily lasting.
No.
But, yeah, no, I'm happy to see it.
Are you all regular listeners of the show? Be honest.
No.
I'm not going to say I'm up to date, but I will say I've definitely.
I have listened to a few episodes, but it's not a weekly tune in.
That's fair.
Sometimes
that's
fair. I have to.
It's not really intended for y'all, so that's okay.
Well, I'll tell you.
You are talked about a lot. But
yeah. That's one reason not to tune in.
I was going to say, have you heard anything that you were like, ooh, wish she didn't say that on the podcast?
You got to get better at gift giving.
You say that as if we don't know already.
I know. We've got Valentine's Day right around the corner, and I'm sure
we've kind of got Valentine's Day knocked out.
Okay.
Oh, we do?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh. Oh, okay.
We don't. I mean, Valentine's Day for us is nothing major.
We do too.
Yeah.
But we're majoring this year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Tell more.
Yeah.
Aren't we going on a trip?
Well, we're going to Disney World. Yes.
The week of Valentine's Day.
Oh, I mean, that is.
Yeah, a couple days after Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm.
Well, our Valentine's Day is kind of
tonight.
Today.
Yeah.
Watch out. Yeah. What's today?
Today is the kids stay late at school.
Parents' night out.
Parents' night out. That's right.
And we're starting
early. We get to have day night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are the best.
We could have done that as well, but we have a basketball game.
Yeah.
Kids ruin everything.
8-year-old. But we were told by the two of you that you were going to take over and just talk about a few topics that we've discussed over the past two seasons. Are there some things that you guys want to do a rebuttal on? I think that's what they were saying. Wasn't that right?
Yeah. Is there anything specifically that you can think of? I know we're putting y'all on the spot here.
Yeah. Well, it's not like anything's been nagging at me since I heard about our gift giving. But, you know, I feel like it's not as bad as it sounds coming on the podcast. You're not the easiest one to buy for.
I openly admit that. I'm not easy to buy for.
So if Jen wants something, she buys it.
Yeah.
Now, it would be nice if she didn't buy it like 2 weeks before an anniversary or like leading up to Christmas. But I'm glad she gets what she wants. So I just kind of try to help from there.
Mm-hmm. Or even when they get the things they're not sure that they want and they just show up at the house.
Oh, yeah.
Every single day.
Look, Amazon's my best friend.
Whew.
I can't.
That is.
I'll be honest, though. I'm probably just as bad about Amazon. I think, I had like 8 packages show up the other week.
Your list of things that were showing up but they were all family related.
Well, my
It wasn't
thing
a whole lot for you. Like, it was.
Do y'all share an Amazon account?
No, we have separate accounts.
Damn, y'all are smart.
Specifically for gift giving reasons.
I was not originally on the account.
Mm-hmm.
And then I needed the password to go on the TV or get on the music part of the app. And once I got into it, now I get prompts when things are coming. Mm-hmm. Hey, just delivered. Hey, these 19 things are in your cart.
Mm-hmm.
When are you going to buy these things?
Now, what we do have on Amazon is, at least I do, I have a wish list that is connected to his account. So when I put something on my wish list, it goes directly to him.
So he can actually see what.
Correct.
That's smart. Yes. Mm-hmm.
That is smart.
That is smart.
Yeah. Mm.
That might be. But I can just look at
what's in your cart. You don't even order on anything on Amazon.
No, but if you had a wish list, maybe.
The wish list helps. I will say I never look at the wish list. Mm-hmm. So
so does it.
So
really
for
help.
Me, when it
but
comes
to
like.
But one time I had added something to the wish list, and the bag showed up that I was looking for that I wanted to borrow, or I mean wanted to buy, like in 2 days. So
sometimes,
he did something good.
There you go.
I have used it.
Yeah.
But I will say most of the time I wait till like there's a reason to buy a gift.
Right. Or if it's on sale. If it goes down like a couple bucks.
Yeah,
and then Louis like, and I like are very similar. Reason. We have found.
Yeah, okay, reason. So yeah, let's switch subjects here.
Okay.
We have talked about this numerous times on the podcast.
It's quite funny.
Barrett and I are very, very similar.
Very similar. Right.
And y'all too.
Us too.
Are very similar.
Extremely. That's why we all get along.
That I think so. I think so. Because Louis and I are very straightforward for the most part. We do what we kind of want in a sense.
Yeah, when I can.
I'm trying to think of some of the parenting tips that we even said that Louis and I had the exact same parenting tips on.
I think I heard you're more of the enforcer when it comes to discipline.
Yes, because I will scream at you right then and there and pop you inside the face, and then that one will sit down and talk with you.
And that's me.
Y'all are so wise.
I just don't want to start yelling and go over.
You two are the plan makers, like for what we're doing socially and all that kind of stuff, where I think the two of us kind of sit back and go,
whatever.
I'm in for whatever.
Where are we going today?
Exactly. Yes.
What's on the agenda? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What would you like to do? I don't know. What did you plan for me already? And then we'll go from there.
Well, at least so I go to make plans and Jen's like, no, just let it go. Just let it go. Let it ride. We'll see what happens. I'm like, well, nobody's just going to walk in and hang out with us. Like, we got to schedule things.
Well, true.
Exactly. I mean, there probably wouldn't be groceries in the house if I wasn't saying, okay, we got to go to Costco today. We need to go and get baseball pants. We also need to go. Yes.
Listen.
Okay.
Your go grocery shopping. You go down every aisle.
Oh, I do that too, though.
Even when you have a list.
So?
And I go,
but I may have forgotten to put something on the list.
That's not on the list. And let's just see if there's something we have to need or we have to get.
There's a reason they advertise in grocery stores.
It's not on the list.
In the aisle.
You went and got the groceries today. You're back so quickly. I followed the list. This is what we needed.
He only got two things.
That was on the list.
Yeah, but if I would have gone, I would have gotten at least.
I mean, every time we go, there's pickles that show up at our house. So that's never on the
list. I'm a big believer.
I do
pickles
every time I do like pickles. I'm a
pickles end up in the fridge every time.
I know.
Any sort of pickled vegetable.
Them. You know, I love them.
Good stuff.
Yeah. All right. Well, cool. Mm-hmm. One good thing is they can cut.
Absolutely.
But we have given so much parenting advice. What would be the number one parenting advice that you guys would provide for all of the listeners?
And from a dad's perspective.
From a dad's perspective.
If you have multiple children, don't compare one to the other. Understand you're going to have the same conversation with both children, but you're going to have to deliver it from a different angle.
Because they're not the same, yeah.
Just to get the same point across, could be a 3-minute conversation with one child, and the other child might be a 30-minute, what do you mean you don't understand what I'm saying, type of conversation. So just have realistic goals for what your children are going to take from you and from your conversations.
I'll tell you, I think that's good advice because we've got our two who, I mean, Nolan is just a year and a half. We've got Colton, who's 4 and a half, but I can already see totally different personalities. Mm-hmm. I always like to use like the example of if you take, like when Colton was a year and a half, if you took a toy from him, you'll remember he might cry that it's gone, but he'll just go find another one. Mm-hmm. Nolan, if you take one from him, he's going to look directly into your eyeballs. And
that's
he's
the
yell
one
at
day.
You.
That's the one I need, Daddy.
Yeah. There's like no chill pill for Nolan. Where Colton's just relaxed for the most part.
Nolan's a sleeper at 100 miles an hour.
Yes, that's exactly
that's
it.
Mm-hmm. That or that.
Mm-hmm. Second child.
I think if I was going to talk to a parent or a new parent, and if they asked for advice, I'd say just play with your kids, you know, play with them, be involved. There's one thing to go to the park and let your kid play. There's another thing to go at the park or go to the park and run around with them and point out different things and to challenge them to do stuff and just be part of it. You know, I think a lot of times, especially for fathers, I think it's kind of easy to let the moms take the heavy lifting of everything. And I think kind of it's natural in a lot of ways. But as a father, I think I've gotten so much out of just doing things, whether it's, okay, we need to do yard work. You know, Colton, come with me. Mm-hmm. Let's do this together. Let's plant this plant together, even though it's probably going to cause a huge mess.
Sure.
It's an easy cleanup. Just do it.
That was one of the things that we talked about not too long ago about the fact of, oh, yeah, so dad's actually watching or babysitting the kids.
Yeah, that it's...
Big topic.
Yes,
discussion.
Yes. What was one thing that surprised you all about parenthood? That you were like, what in the world? What did I get myself into?
I think it's going to sound crazy, but for me, I think it was just, like, you know, when you bring a child into this world, like, your life's going to change forever. You know, y'all as moms, you carried these children. These children were with you from the moment of, like, conception. Your body's changed, and then there was this thing that was inside of you is now this child out of you. I think for me, I was nervous about fatherhood, but, like, the only thing that really changed for me was, okay, like, now I've got something else in the car on the way home. And then you realize quickly that this is 24 hours, seven days a week. This, like, your life from the day before your child was born is never coming back.
No.
You know, never.
And some of that's good.
Sure.
Yeah.
There's a challenge to it, but.
I think one of the big things that surprised me was leading up to having the kids, you don't, well, how am I going to do that? Well, how do you do that? What am I supposed to do? And then once the ball starts rolling, you quickly realize, well, I kind of have it in me to do this. It's going to be all right.
Yeah.
You know, and,
so you were almost surprised by yourself of, like,
a little bit.
Oh, this
a little
is
bit.
Easier to fall into than I thought it was going to be.
Or, okay. As we sometimes worry about our kids just going around the room and getting into something that's going to hurt them or something like that. And we all go through the little points of being the helicopter parents. How am I going to stop from sticking his finger in the socket? Well, it's not that hard.
You are more of the helicopter parent. Well, you were, especially when the boys were a lot younger. Me, on the other hand, fall and get up.
And that's where, we have similarities is...
Right.
Yeah, you don't get hurt. Barrett was a helicopter parent for other friends, like our friends' kids before we even had kids. So
sometimes you're like, man, do you know where your kid just went around that corner?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go see what they're doing over there.
Yeah.
Not that you don't trust your kids or your friends' kids. It's like, I'm going to just make sure I'm going to keep an eye on something.
Put me at ease to know what's going on over there.
I'm just going to stand at the corner and watch them over there and... All right, we're okay.
Yeah, peace of mind for everybody.
Yes. Yeah. I got your kid, it's all right.
Lewis and I are at the bar having a beer.
Or, you know, like, I like to use the example of the beach a lot. You know, when we go to the beach, Jen is right on, especially Colton and probably Nolan this year, right on them, where I like to give them a little bit of a leash. I'm not saying I'm going to let my kid go get in the water and me not be there with them.
Right.
But I think it's good to watch your kid be independent and...
And figure things out.
Figure it out. And also figure out, like, where is the limit? Like, Colton, we know when he's at the beach, there is no limit. You've got to keep your eye on him. Yeah. Hopefully that changes this year. But, yeah, I mean, just different. Not saying it's right or wrong. I think there's a place for both. And sometimes, even though I know we both like to be that laid-back parent, sometimes you have to be right on them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about the birth experience in general? For us, it's probably completely different than it is from y'all, like, sitting in a hospital room knowing there's not a whole lot you can probably do, but...
No,
nothing.
Yeah, when do we need to be there? That's when we're going to be there? Sounds good. I'll carry some stuff and...
Good luck.
Knock it out.
Put on your Ghostbuster costume.
I'll put on this hazmat suit, zip it up, and let's go.
Car seat's ready to go.
Do you want to come on this side of the partition? No. You do what you're doing.
We have a little bit different on our side. We had C-sections. On your side,
it wouldn't have mattered to me, C-section or not. Let the doctor, do your thing.
Just hold my hand.
Well, I'm going to sit up here.
That's what Lewis thought he was getting into. But when Nolan was born, the doctor basically called him over and said.
Hands on.
Yeah.
It was a hands on.
Jump on in.
Hey, man, I'm going to need you to put your foot right here.
Helpful.
Brace. Pull, man.
It was wild. So, okay, so for Colton's,
yeah,
not to jump ahead, but yeah, for Colton, when he was born, this was our first. So I didn't know what to expect. I knew the house was ready. I knew the car was ready. I knew we were as ready as we could be. So for me, it was just the waiting game when we got to the hospital. Everything kind of happened slowly and then really quickly. Mm-hmm. And then, honestly, the birthing experience for me was pretty simple. I did get thrown up on.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Yeah.
The doctor?
No, yeah. The doctor.
Yeah. Straight up, not Colton.
First major push after it happened, I turned my head to the side and happened to be the side that he was standing on. And whoom.
Yeah, so was it on your mom?
Now come to think of it, like, yeah, there wasn't a lot.
Okay, good job. Keep pushing.
There wasn't a whole lot to it because, you know, I've had an empty stomach now for close to 24 hours.
I think I'm good now.
But yeah,
but we're all good. This going on, I was like, what is this? Like, I'm holding the leg back, you know, yeah, doing my job, listening to the doctor, looking at Jen.
You want different music?
Yeah, and then shit, I'm like, what is, that's not in the script. Didn't even expect, never expected that. Mm-hmm. But.
Yeah.
And I almost missed the second one.
Yeah, sure did.
I was working out of town, and we had another C-section scheduled, and it was supposed to be on a Wednesday?
Friday.
It was a Friday?
He came on a Wednesday.
And I was in North Carolina working, and I was working overnight. So I'd been up all morning, went into work, worked all night, went back to the hotel and had laid down and got the call. You need to come home. Mm-hmm. I'm going into the hospital right now.
My water broke.
I say, am I losing track of my days? And I've been up all night, but yeah, from Raleigh to Myrtle Beach, probably the quickest I ever have done it. And walked in, suited up.
He did ask the daughter if he could go pee real quick.
Yeah, can I go to the bathroom real quick? Like, yeah, no big deal. I'm like, don't make me come out here. The baby's already out.
His heart rate's just going down a little bit, but, you know, baby should be okay. You go pee.
But it was good. We made it in, and everything was all right. So yeah. I was very...
It's magical moments, that's for sure.
A dull moment.
Is magic the word?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that moment, like, when you hear that first cry and you know that, like...
Everything's okay.
Everything's okay. That is, like...
The relief.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My first one, I had an asthma attack during.
Did you really?
I did. Mm-hmm. So they had to put on oxygen mask and all that stuff. So.
Wow.
Darth Vader.
Yeah. That wasn't good. And they had me strapped down, like, literally.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That's rough.
You're doing so good.
Yeah. Good job. You're so pretty.
Stop running like a dog. Don't pet me.
Our first one, the doctor was like, it was like 10:30. And she was like, all right.
At night?
Yeah, 10:30 at night.
Oh, Lord.
And she was like, hey, you know, let's try to get this out. You're probably going to have a baby shortly after midnight. And I was like, no. Nope. Happening now. 11 o'clock on the dot that kid was born.
Heck yeah.
It was like, no, we're going.
Like, I told you.
I was like, we got an hour to spare, doc. What are we going to do with our time?
Let's do this.
Yeah.
Jen's going to prove herself right.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Got skills.
So, because we talk a lot, I want you two to go into what type of parent you think you are and how our roles as parents together play off of each other, and probably even what type of parent style the other person is.
I think we're probably great parents.
Oh.
I mean, me and you.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I don't know which one you're going with.
I can see that connection right there.
I think we're good. I think we're holding it down.
I think we're doing all right. Always room for improvement.
I don't know. I think we're probably just a good combination of, again, the two different directions of parenting. I don't know. Shannon knows when there's a moment going on that I can't handle what's going on right now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be real aggravated, and she normally swoops in and deters me from that conversation, and I do the same. I know when things are frustrating her, I can step in and be real calm about what's going on and try to cool things down. So I think we do well with each other. But when we're at times when you're both on the same emotion.
Yeah. Those moments when both people are real high.
Yeah.
It's difficult.
It can be tough to.
But certain things hit me way worse than they do you. You have a calmer personality. I just fly off right when. Like that.
A little.
I mean, I'm honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not all the time, but yeah.
Most time.
Okay.
She said it, right?
Hey, I'm being honest. I mean, you know, there's certain
whatever
things.
Whatever you say, baby.
Well, there are certain things when it comes to the boys. It's just that little bit of a nudge.
That then, little poke.
Yep. Yeah, and then you poke the bear. But there are certain things that for you, too. So.
Yeah. So I think we do good balancing each other out. Mm-hmm.
And you guys have, or you've mentioned this a few times, too, but Grayson is Barrett. Mm-hmm. Gabriel is me. And I think you've talked about that, about how your kids' personalities are. So Gabriel gets under my skin probably more than Grayson does, mm-hmm. and vice versa. Grayson gets under his skin more than Gabriel does. So mm-hmm. a lot of times it's like switch. Let me take Grayson. You're taking Gabriel, just because of how similar the personalities are. And it's a little bit easier like that way, just because I know how to calm him down a little bit versus, you know, myself. That's hard. So, yeah.
And I think for us, because Nolan's personality is not 100% developed yet, and we're learning it, but not really. But like, Colton is a mama's boy when it comes to like cuddle time, all of that. Like,
if I was gonna say, until what point?
Exactly. Yeah. Like, if he knows that he's more likely to get something from me if he wants something than he is from Lewis.
Oh, yeah.
Would you agree that's accurate?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not the world's best situation to be in, but...
It's not terrible.
It's not terrible.
He's a mama's boy, and he should be a mama's boy as far as I'm concerned. I think where our parenting styles are different, kind of like y'all, whereas there's one person that is a little bit more of a disciplinarian and somebody else that might be a little bit more laid back. But we've kind of streamlined our parenting style to where we have to work together. And that's not necessarily natural all the time. We have conversations.
Yeah. We work on it.
Yeah, quite a bit about how either our communication needs to change in front of the boys or with the boys, or maybe I've been a little bit more overbearing, or I feel like maybe, or Jen might feel like she's been a little bit too relaxed in certain situations. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not friction. It's more of like
recognition
of what's going on. Mm-hmm. So I think we complement each other as much as we can. And then when we're not complimenting each other's parenting style, that's when we have that conversation. Luckily, every time we've had it, we've both kind of felt that.
Right.
So we're able to kind of come to terms. Not like it's not a fun conversation to have. But we've gotten better at that, too.
We have.
We've had those conversations earlier on where maybe Colton, like I know we've talked, or y'all have talked about on the podcast, about Colton, you know, having some issues at school. Mm-hmm. That wasn't a fun phone call for us to get. Wasn't a fun meeting to sit in, but a lot of good came from it. Mm-hmm. One of the things that came from it was we realized that we've got to learn how to communicate under these kind of stress. It's a new stressful situation. Mm-hmm. When your kid's getting in trouble and they're failing at something and you know it,
right,
it's tough because you can't fix it for them.
Yeah.
No. You know, and you start thinking about all the things you've done at home that maybe has caused this, and how you kind of take blame.
What is my portion of this?
Exactly.
What did I do to maybe cause that? Mm-hmm. Or
and for us, we always look at everything as a team. So it's not I, it's we. What have we done? And that's maybe when you're elevated a little bit, it comes across poorly. And Jen and I have had to work on that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think when it comes to our parenting style, we're different, but we try to be as similar as possible.
And, you know, we've even had to have the conversation of, like, do we eliminate, like, any type of throwing of any object, like a ball in the house? I mean, we're all about playing games all the time in that competitive state of, you know, can we make the ball in the basket, that type of thing. But we had to kind of reevaluate that. Is Colton misunderstanding that when game time is over and when, you know,
this is the throwing time. This
Correct.
Is not a throwing time.
Yeah. So, you know, we've had that conversation of, all right, do we eliminate for a little while until he can recognize those differences?
Yeah.
Which is hard for us.
Yeah, newsflash. Newsflash, it's a bad idea to throw things in the house.
Well,
how much do we throw around the house every day?
Exactly.
There's that pillow over there. And
exactly. Exactly.
Is this your toy? Where does it go?
Yeah. The toy bin, obviously. So
right there.
Throw it from here.
Yeah.
You think I can make this?
Yeah. Jen, you see that? Think you can do it?
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Colton, your turn.
Yeah.
Or for, I mean, Lewis, he will just randomly toss objects at me to see if I'm paying attention.
So Colton thinks that's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
In a fun-loving way.
Absolutely.
From a Nerf gun.
I mean, my responsiveness since we've been married has increased tenfold.
Oh, yeah.
Just because.
So he's helping.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right. There you go.
There's growth.
Yeah. There is growth.
Now I'm paying attention.
Well, was there anything, I know ours, but was there like one particular, you know, parenting that you said, we are sticking to this. There is no changing this. We have to stick to our guns on this particular. For us, one of the biggest things for us was that our kids are not sleeping in our bed. That was just something that him and I had talked about before even having kids and even when I was pregnant with Gabriel and even after Gabriel was born, because we were just that's the one place that we have. And also at the time too, I had my Max, my little Yorkie, mm-hmm. that was sleeping in the middle of the two of us, embarrassed, like, I'm not putting another
heat bomb in the bed.
In the middle of the bed.
Well, you know from experience that is not the case in our household.
Exactly. Well, was there something that you two had?
I wish it was, but
hey, it is. We have implemented that.
We have, and we're, yes.
You know, Colton, as soon as he got to the point where he realized he could crawl out of bed and then come into our room, mm-hmm. he started doing that. It wasn't like 7 nights a week, yeah. but it was enough to where it was
affecting everyone's patterns.
It was a noticeable. Yeah. He wasn't here last night. He'll be in here tonight.
Yeah, yeah, you know, exactly.
He's not missing 2 days in a row. Mm-hmm.
But was there anything, though, that you guys were pretty adamant about?
From day one?
From day one of, like, this is something. Because, I mean, we have to co-parent together. Yeah. And there are certain mm-hmm. things that we may not
agree
upon. I
wouldn't say from day one. But I think one thing that we really, especially with Nolan, was we believed in the let him cry it out system of mm-hmm. we don't have to be at every beck and call, especially when he's in the crib, that, like, let him go.
Oh, yeah.
He'll go back to sleep. Mm-hmm. I don't know who it was tougher on, because there was definitely those nights where you're laying there and
you're like,
you hear the crying and you're like,
please.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. Or just let him go get it. If I just pick him up and bring him in here, I'll stop crying and we can all get to sleep. Yeah. But that's not always the best tactic. So
I love Nolan. I do. With all my heart, it was not difficult for me by any means to let him cry it out. Well, I was like, you know what? It's good for him just to, like,
it's good for
cry
your lungs.
It out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he will literally fall back asleep naturally. If I pick him up and bring him in here, he's going to be up for another 15 minutes, or he could be asleep in the next 3.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think one thing that for us, I tell people this and they're like, what? Is with Nolan, night 2, he was sleeping in his own crib.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
The first night we were like, okay, he's in our room. And then the second night we were like, no, he's got this.
You're good.
In the crib.
Yep. That's awesome.
I don't need him by my side. Like, I survived one.
And,
and I know it's going to be okay.
And it's funny how I already did this one time.
Yep. Yeah.
It's all right.
It's
now.
Good. You're good.
God bless the number 2s.
Yeah,
that's right? The truth.
So
I think we're all, no, you're, are you the firstborn?
Yes.
So we're all, well, I know you are our only child, but everybody's the firstborn in this group. So that does say something.
That does say, yeah.
Because
the best of the litter normally,
you know,
that's how I feel.
We have to be the ones to experience all of it. No. Oh, okay.
I mean, my parents basically said, we're good.
God truly broke the mold. We have the best right here. We're done.
No, I guess in that, if that's how the mentality and how it works, I guess my mom started with me and then Christopher came along and they're like, well, we didn't get it right. So they got Elizabeth. Apparently Elizabeth got it right for the family.
Well, I don't know about you with yours.
I don't know.
Barrett's the oldest of 3 boys.
I think they were shooting for a girl and didn't get one on the second try. And then the third they thought was going to be a girl. And no. So it turned out right. My mom is not a girly type mom. So in retrospect, she's always been like, God knew I needed boys. That's what I got.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect.
I'm thinking God said the same thing about Shannon and I.
Yes. And he kept on, because I always thought I was going to have a girl. And Barrett was like, but boys, you know.
We already have all
really,
the stuff.
You know.
We don't need to buy more.
We already got
boys stuff.
I'm so glad.
Yeah.
No offense to all the
the
girls out there.
But for our families, it works.
We're good. We're good with the boys.
Yes. Yeah. They're fine in their comfy pants or gym shorts.
Yeah.
I do think about that sometimes, though, where I'm like, what if we did have a girl? Like, what if we did? I mean,
we would be broke because I would buy all the clothes in all the world.
No. This one would be the one that the little girl would be wrapped.
Well, oh, yeah.
For sure. And Barrett, same thing. I mean, if,
I've got so many friends that are girl dads, and they just love it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I totally see it. I can totally see it. I mean, just watching, I mean, how we are with our sons, and then you think about having like a little princess, I can totally see, you know, falling in love in just a different way.
Now we have to keep our, tell our boys to stay far away from those little
princesses.
Now, I got to keep them away from
Yes.
You can't date.
Yeah, exactly.
Along those lines, do you guys have you guys set rules for like when they can start dating, or is that like a conversation down the road? Or
never.
Conversation.
What Mama about, like, is the queen.
The thought of cell phone. Have you guys had that conversation?
We have had that numerous times.
And one of the boys, Grayson, asked me, he said something about a week and a half ago. Nope, it was Gabriel. He goes, Daddy, I have some friends with cell phones. I'm like, that's cool, because you're not going to get one.
Yeah.
But that's cool for them. Yeah. I just, you know, they have their tablets and things like that. Mm-hmm. And I just, they don't need a phone.
Who are they calling? You know,
right.
We're so far
They're calling
away from
Nana.
That.
Yeah.
If we gave Colton a cell phone, it would be Mimi and Nana. It's the only people.
That's it. That's all that they would do.
And it would be constant. He would call
all
them
the time.
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah. Well, they would probably pay us to take the phone away from them.
Exactly. And as soon as Colton is able to grab your phones and know how to do it, because the boys will grab my phone and will FaceTime my mom constantly.
And that's pretty much the only.
That's the only person they reach out to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nana, what are you doing? Can you come pick me up? Even if it's, you know, 8 o'clock at night or
Nana,
5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, you just woke up? Well, we can still come over,
yeah,
right?
Can you come get us? We'll go ahead and pack our bag. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
No, you cannot go to Nana's.
But cell phones, though, I will say, unfortunately, with the way society is, that's probably going to be something in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I don't want that to be the case, but just because of safety precautions, because in sixth grade, there's not after school care. So Gabriel will probably have to ride the school bus and both of us work. Mm-hmm. And there's not going to, like, we're not going to be at home to ensure, you know, which sucks to think about all of that, but that's going to be something that will be on to cross that bridge here in the next couple of years.
For sure.
Which is crazy to think.
We were talking about that this morning.
Yeah, we were talking about riding the bus this morning and We were both latchkey kids. Like
I always rode the bus.
Yeah, I rode the bus. My parents weren't home when I got home, so I gave them a call at work when I got home. But like, I feel like
we're here.
I can't do that. I can't imagine at this point in time Megan Colton being home by himself.
We got some time.
I know.
Yeah, we got 2 years.
Yeah,
or a year and a half.
I can see Gabriel being okay with it. We get him up in the morning. He comes downstairs.
I mean, just
he
knowing
goes
Gabriel.
He starts making his own breakfast, puts the TV on what he wants it to be on, checks his bagel, it's toasting the way I want.
Feeds comes the fish.
Out. He'll be all right.
He knows he's ready now.
Yeah.
Mama says, mm-mm. Like I said, Gabriel is me.
Who let the dogs out? And that was an hour and a half ago.
Oh
I forgot.
They're still running outside.
They dug a hole.
Over the weekend, last weekend, that happened, and somehow or another, the dogs found mud.
Of course.
In the holes they dug.
In the holes they dug. And
So they were deep enough to get to mud level.
It had rained.
Okay.
So
all I know is, you know, I got up before he did, because I heard just commotion. Couch, the chair, the floors, everything had mud all over it. It was so much fun. Oh, and that was also when Grayson, he was sick or I don't even remember. Something happened. But it was like one thing. But that's just normal.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to clean up mud.
Yeah. Do y'all have things, especially when it comes to like cleaning up, like from a throw up perspective? I know that I'm probably like the cleaner up of throw up for the most part.
I don't have any issue.
He does that.
Yeah.
Clean up any of that.
Mm-mm.
As I'm just aggravated, I'm doing it. I'm just
Me on the other
But
hand,
is
I'm
there
gagging.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is that? Look at this. Did you remember?
When did they have blueberries?
Yes. He didn't even chew it.
Oh my God. The other day, I literally like had the diaper open and I was like, why is it that color? Louis, look!
Of course, I'm like, let me see. So I'm like, running in.
What is it? Jackson Pollock.
I'm like, I don't know what that is.
So, Colton's potty trained, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So for his first, sorry, this is probably a lot, but for his first poop, did you take a picture of it when he pooped on the toilet?
No.
Oh my goodness. Mm-mm. When Gabriel had his first like poop on the toilet, I was so impressed. I was like, wow, look at this. You're a grown man.
I mean, those poops are large enough.
They are.
It's amazing. It is amazing. I remember it was like right after we did potty training.
Where did that go?
And he was like so proud, well, and he came in to show us.
Daddy!
Oh, and I remember being like, thank the Lord that we potty trained this kid.
Yes.
Because I can't imagine this thing in a diaper.
Cleaning that up.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Packed in a space about that big.
Yes. Because Barrett actually knew all about changing diapers. Me, on the other hand, I babysat when I was a lot younger, but I didn't really.
I mean, my first child that I, Colton was the first diaper I ever changed in my entire life.
Yeah, you probably had, did you ever?
No, I had never done a diaper. I mean, yeah, that was the first diaper. I remember his first poop. I remember his first poop and I was like, what is this?
Well, you know, the first poop is like that weird,
grainy.
Yeah,
like, I never saw that.
Yeah,
that was stuck
it was
to the
so strange wild. Color, mm-hmm. just because it's that initial.
All the system stuff flowing out.
Yeah. Yeah. Kids and poop. I mean, you never know what you might get on this type of conversation.
We got poop stories.
Oh,
we had one the other day. Nolan was walking around, and Colton comes up to us, and he was like, "Guys, there's something out of his back of his pants," and it was. It was a large
periscope up.
So when it comes to diapers, we play the nose game in our house. Nose goes.
Nose goes.
Nose I lost goes. That one, but yeah nose goes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A gift from below.
Yeah. Everything's a game with y'all.
It is.
It is.
Our house
I became
is
like
cool.
an elite athlete at that moment. I was like, nose goes.
The reaction time is
y'all
ridiculous.
Y'all do fives on certain, like,
no, we generally don't do fives, but because if somebody was to call fives, we would just jump in the seat just to annoy them.
I'm not playing right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You guys got any final closing comments that you want to say?
I'm proud of y'all. This
Thank
is
you.
An endeavor that, again, was kind of surprising for me, I think, for us.
Yeah.
But it's gone on for quite a while, and frankly, it's impressive. So, good job.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And just to kind of like pile onto the love train right now.
Oh. You know,
I think I've been, like, y'all kind of paved the way before us. We were able to kind of watch y'all and go into the beach when we had, you know, when our kids were tiny, or when Colton was tiny, just to see how y'all work has been fantastic. We're lucky to have y'all as well as we've got other friends as well that are, you know, that have kind of shown us the way, and y'all are part of that group.
Yeah.
So we appreciate
certainly take
that.
A lot from what you guys do as parents, because we know literally like we're those steps right behind you.
Yeah, right.
So.
Yeah,
it gets
right
better over time.
You're going to carry more and more stuff to the beach.
I've noticed. Yeah.
Get a wagon.
Oh, yeah.
Just get a wagon.
Get a wagon.
With big wheels, not one of these little
wheels.
Small
wheels. The big wheels.
No. Ugh. You'll be plowing a field pulling that thing through the sand.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's been great. I love listening to the episodes. It is awkward when we get brought up sometimes because you never know what they're going to say.
You're like, where is this going?
Or never know where it's going to go.
She just said that, and I know what she means, but who's listening to this, and what are they thinking about me now?
Did I really screw up on that terrible gift? That?
But yeah, no, it's been great. And Jen's a fantastic mom, and I know you are too, Shannon.
Well,
so I think if anybody's going to have this podcast, y'all, you know, y'all are living it every day. Y'all are great moms. I mean, nobody's perfect, but y'all are fantastic.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guys do me a favor
and Absolutely.
Look into the camera and ask people to follow us on social media and give us a 5-star rating and leave us a review? One at a time, Barrett. You can go first.
I wasn't listening. Good job.
Thank you.
Give a 5-star review for you ladies.
It's a pop quiz. Leave a review.
Your earrings are great. Leave a review. That's all I got.
Okay.
That's good. Fair.
Bring us home, brother.
Yeah. Thank you all for listening to I Speak Mama. Please give us a 5-star rating.
Leave a review.
Not give us them or it's not us. Nobody wants to listen to us.
Y'all are I Speak Daddy.
That's right.
Oh, morons.
That's what she said.
Okay. Thanks for listening.
That's a different podcast, Shannon.
Please give us a 5-star rating and leave us a review.
Good job.
Sweet.
We tried.
Well, thank you guys, of course, for being here today. We're really excited to finally have you guys on the podcast. So with that to be said, Jen.
Yeah, find us on all of the social medias.
Exactly.
Leave us the review and give us a 5-star rating.
Yes.
That's all we're asking for.
That's really simple. Not that hard.
And share. Share
Please.
It with somebody.
Yes.
All right, guys. Put
cheers.
It up. I'm out of drink, but.
Oh, man. I
cheers.
Think
get
Single
for
y'all.
Cheers.
Cheers.
We don't just get away at the beach, we get together. Because no matter what floats your boat, we're floating right along with you. With over 2,000 restaurants, live music all day and night, and endless attractions, Myrtle Beach was made for having fun and beaching easy. Welcome to 60 miles where you belong, the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Plan your trip at visitmyrtlebeach.com.